This is an ABC podcast.
Hello, this is CoronaCast, a podcast all about the coronavirus. I'm health reporter Tegan Taylor.
And I'm physician and journalist Dr. Norman Swan. It's Monday, the 20th of July.
So Norman, in Victoria, we're still seeing a lot of big numbers coming through, and even the chief health officer there, Brett Sutton, has called it a numbers roller coaster, and that there's no clear sign that the numbers are coming down yet. What do we do if they don't start to come down soon?
We've just got to go back to first principles here and remember, when there's no vaccine and no treatment, there is actually only one thing that works, and that's physical and social distancing. It's the only thing that bends that curve back down to where one person is spreading to either one other person or fewer than one other person. So that's what we've got to get to. And the only thing that does it is physical and social distancing. Nothing else works. Testing and contact tracing is what will control it when you've got tiny numbers. But when you've got the virus out of control, that's the only thing that works. And that's true in Victoria and it's true in New South Wales. And we've also got to remember the second piece of evidence is that this is not just spread by big droplets that fall on the table in front of you or are sneezed when you're less than one and a half meters away. It's also spread by aerosols, which is why in Victoria they've noticed that workplaces start to be really important places of spread rather than families. So you had families spread when you started getting these clusters in Victoria in these hotspot areas in the Northwest Corridor. But now it's workplaces like lawyers' practices, it's aged care homes. It's places where either social distancing isn't happening or you're in an enclosed environment with the same people breathing in and out, talking, laughing, maybe raising your voice now and again on the phone. And every time you do that, micro droplets are coming out of your mouth and circulating through the air. And if the ventilation isn't good, if you're there long enough, you will actually breathe those in, even though you're keeping perfect distancing. And that's where masks come in. So masks are part of social and physical distancing because it helps to prevent that aerosolization occurring. So if you just think about those things, you realize why they're doing what they're doing. So if it's not coming down in Victoria, it means that social and physical distancing isn't as strong as it should be because it's the only thing that works. You can dance around this topic for as much as you like, but the bottom line is if you're not bending the curve, you're not socially distancing fiercely enough. You've just got to ratchet it up and you've got to do it sooner rather than later. Stop messing around with this and get it under control. Because the longer you wait, every day that you wait could be a week extra at the other end or it getting out of control.
So they're already in lockdown in Victoria. They've now made masks mandatory.
Well, they're only in partial lockdown, Tegan. They're not in full lockdowns. People are still circulating. You've got kids year 11 and 12 going to school. I understand that's really important for them. You haven't got strict rules on who goes to work and who doesn't go to work. And you've only now, several weeks too late, gone to mandatory mask wearing. So it's not a proper lockdown at this stage, really.
Do you see them going into harder lockdowns in the near future?
The one sign that they may not is that even though the numbers are oscillating between the high 200s, 300s and the 400s, they do say that their modelling suggests that one person is only passing this on to one more person rather than two, which is where it was at the beginning. And that's when you really get exponential growth. Now they say there are signs that the effective reproductive ratio is coming down, or value, I should say, is coming down towards one in Melbourne. You're just not seeing it necessarily playing out. Because even if it's one, you'll get a doubling effect. You still will get an increase. You really want to get below one. And remember that people stay infectious for a while. And so there is a backlog here. So if it is true that it's coming back towards one, then that's the first sign that this is coming under control. The R value in New South Wales seems to be higher, but it's a small number of cases. And there's lots of inaccuracies in the calculation here. And they could be making big errors unintentionally. So the early signs are that it's coming back under control in Victoria, even though the numbers aren't reflecting it. So you should see the bending of the curve in the next few days. I know I've been saying this for a while. New South Wales is a real worry.
So if masks should have been introduced weeks ago in Melbourne, should we be seeing masks being introduced into Sydney now when this outbreak is starting there?
I believe so. And it should be Sydney-wide and it should be compulsory on public transport. You should wear them when you go out of the house because you'll forget to put them on when you, and you're going to be fiddling around with them and touching the front of them. You know, when you're at home, you can put on the mask properly and you can take it off properly, even though outside is low risk, but it's when you go inside. And in office spaces, if you don't have good ventilation, you should be wearing them in offices. They can try with voluntary mask wearing, but 60% of people have got really got to be complying with masks for them to be having an effect. But essentially, in New South Wales, don't mess around. What's to be lost by getting people to wear masks for a few weeks while you get things under control?
If you, audience, dear audience, want to make your own mask, we actually have a link on our CoronaCast website, how to make a mask, right at the very top. It links through to the Victorian government's official guidelines on how to make your own mask at home. Well, with the announcement that masks are now mandatory in those areas of Victoria, we're getting lots of questions about masks, so maybe we can tackle a few now. Alice is asking about cleaning them. Someone told her that she can put her cloth mask in the microwave with a dish of water for 2 minutes and that will kill most germs. And she's asking, is this true? Can she use this instead of soap and water if she doesn't have the time or resources to do that?
I would not put the cloth mask in the microwave. There have been stories of masks igniting in the microwave, which is not something you want to do. It's not necessarily guaranteed that the microwave will kill most germs. What will kill most germs, in fact, that will kill the virus, is to wash your mask with detergent and water and let it dry. Sorry if that's inconvenient, sorry if that takes time, but I don't think anybody is recommending, anybody in officialdom or anybody who's looked at this is actually recommending that you stick it in the microwave. I think there is some danger there.
We've also got McCrad asking about, a couple of days ago you talked about recommendations for materials for masks. He's asking us to please repeat these. Maybe we can just point McCrad back to that website link that we've got on the CoronaCast website. If you look at the very top, it says how to make a mask, and it will direct you to the Victorian government's official guidelines on mask making. Another question that we've had various permutations of is what to look for in buying or making a mask.
So what to look for, when you go, first of all, if you refer back to the materials for a cloth mask, densely woven cotton on the inside, cotton polyester, that sort of material in the middle, which is semi-waterproof, and a waterproof material on the outside, like nylon or something like that, and 25 centimetres by 25 centimetres. So that's what to look for also in the masks that you're buying. Are they at least triple layer? Have they got the layers like that, which will absorb the material on the inside and not get too wet? I myself was looking for masks the other day, and it's actually not that easy to find them. You've got to search quite hard. And a lot of people are just selling single-layer cotton masks, and they are better than nothing, but only just a little bit better than nothing. You really do want to try and find those triple-layer masks or surgical masks that meet the Australian standard. And what Victoria is also saying here is that until you can get the mask, then face coverings are okay. And they're a bit like these single-layer cotton masks. They're okay. They're not brilliant, though. And you really want to try and move towards a proper mask if you can.
So that idea of don't let perfect be the enemy of good, cover your face if you can, but a mask is preferred. And I should point out, we've also answered a few mask-related questions on the ABC Health new Instagram account at ABC Health on Insta as well. One more question from Anne. She's been given some surgical masks and was told by the person that gave them the masks that if he rotates them every 3 days, then it should be fine. Anne's going, aren't they single use? She didn't think that we were able to reuse them.
It's not recommended to reuse them, but if you're stuck, the key thing here is not to wear them so long that they're getting wet or damp because they lose their effect. So you want to actually take them off before they're wet or they're damp. Remember that when you take off a mask, you do not touch the front of it just in case there's virus on it. And what you can do is spray some of that disinfectant spray on it, like Glen 20 or something like that, let it dry out, and then put it on later when it's fully dry. So as long as it's dry, then you probably can reuse it, but it's not recommended and it's not guaranteed that it is going to be as good a filter as first time wear. But if you're stuck, and it goes back to this, don't let perfect be the enemy of the good, a dry mask that's been disinfected with, say, spray will do some good for you, but not indefinitely.
Well, that's all we've got time for on CoronaCast today. If you like us, you could tell a friend. And if they ask you where they can listen, you can point them to the ABC Listen app, which you can get for Android or iPhone.
To leave a comment or a question, go to abc.net.au/coronavirus. Go to Ask Us Your Questions and fill in the form. And we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.